And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to get sentimental, we're going to make believe, we'll take a musical trip to Coney Island, we'll do some roaming, and we'll do some wondering. Several weeks ago, I played Sentimental Interlude. Well, here's a set of some other sentimental songs, beginning with one of my Desert Isle discs. Here are the Knickerbockers. Thank you.
wonder why I'm near you, even though I've been denied. I'm inclined to be a little on the sentimental side. I suppose I should forget you if I had an ounce of pride. But I guess I can't help being on the sentimental side. I should act gay, laugh it off and say fare thee well, say it just didn't wear well. But I'm not that way. I'm in hopes you'll think it over and perhaps be satisfied with a simple sort of person on the sentimental side.
Just a sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time. And when it comes to loving, he's a real professor, yes, sir, just a Mason-Dixon Valentine. Oh, see those Georgia peaches hanging around him now, 'cause what this baby teaches, nobody else knows how. That sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time. Thank you.
sentimental baby. Please tell me, dear, what makes you always feel so blue? What makes you act the way you do? Sentimental baby, cuddle up near. There's something I want you to hear. You see the sun come shining through. Sentimental baby, oh,
the voice of the Southland, Gene Austin, one of the first crooners, and Sentimental Baby. Backing Gene on that December 13, 1928 Victor recording was Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, with Benny Goodman on clarinet. Sentimental Baby was written by Jack Palmer, who also brought us Everybody Loves My Baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
Stop! 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 Enough is too much!
All right, all right. Before Gene Austin, it was Billy Banks with Baron Lee and the Blue Rhythm Band with Sentimental Gentleman from Georgia, written by Frank Perkins and Mitchell Parrish. Vocalist and female impersonator Billy Banks was born in Alton, Illinois in 1908. After this August 17, 1932 recording, he performed in Noble Sissel's band and at Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe and other cabarets before touring the world and settling in Japan, where he died in Tokyo on October 19, 1967. Billy Banks was preceded by Al Boley with Giraldo in his orchestra and on the sentimental side. That Johnny Burke and James Monaco song was recorded September 9, 1938. We began that sentimental set and the show with the Knickerbockers, a Ben Sullivan pseudonym, and Sentimental Me. Sentimental Me was written by Richard Rodgers and Wrens Hart and is from the first of three Garrick Gaiety's reviews, which, after a two-performance benefit, opened at the Garrick Theater on June 8, 1925, where you had 211 chances to see it. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, and if you weren't tapping your toes to Sentimental Me, you best go see a physician, because you might be in a coma. I've never been to Coney Island in New York.
Oh, my, 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 my.
Originally an island about 4 miles long and a half mile wide, through development it's now a peninsula and a far cry from what it used to be. But we're going to take a musical trip back to Coney Island in its heyday in the first part of the 20th century as a major resort and home to Luna Park, Dreamland, and Steeplechase Park. Here are the Five Harmaniacs.
Thank you. old Polly calls, Gigi, there's so you are, coming home from Coney Isle. Coming home from Coney Isle on a summer's night, riding on a trolley car, half filled with delight. Boys and girls together dressed in their latest style, while the car speeds along, they keep humming a song, coming home from Coney Isle.
Last car from the island. Step lively, all aboard.
Which end, Jimmy, front or back?
Why, either end, kid. What's the diff? Both ends start. Move over there, old Jaglets, and make room for me, lady. You got lots of rum outside? Yes, and you got lots of rum inside. Sit down, Maggie. Hold fast, we're going around the twist.
Oh, what a, don't cry, darling. What'll I do with the child?
Lady, will I open the window?
No, close your face.
Say, young fellas, does this trolley go by Elmer Park? No, Dippy Dots, it goes by electricity. Did you think your breath was running it? Get out, none of that.
Oh, don't hit him, Jimmy. The car is too crowded.
That's right, Coily. There ain't room here even for an argument. Say, did you see me get busy with me left? But there was nothing doing.
Well, you just want to get busy with your right or there'll be nothing doing here.
No? Oh, how's that? Oh, gee, the lights is out.
Oh, oh, Jimmy, oh. Coming home from Coney Island on a summer's night. Riding on a trolley car, heart filled with delight. Boys and girls together dressed in their latest style. While the car speeds along, they keep humming a song, coming home from Coney Isle.
Thank you.
Under the Honeymoon, composed by James F. Hanley and Robert King. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Ballard MacDonald. That recording on the Jeanette label was made in 1919, and Under the Honeymoon is from the Demitasse Review. So what does Under the Honeymoon have to do with Coney Island? Well, it was performed there by the Coney Island Jazz Band. I like that record, and I certainly hope you're all okay after hearing it, because there was a headline in the June 14, 1926 edition of the New York Times, which said cornetist Queen Victoria falls dead on hearing Coney Island Jazz Band.
Oh my, my.
Before that, we went all the way back to June 5, 1906, with Ada Jones and Len Spencer, who were coming home from Coney Island, on a trolley car with boys and goyles, together dressed in their latest styles. And with thanks to our friend Brian Wright of Rivermont Records, we began our musical journey to Coney Island with Five Harmaniacs and Coney Island Washboard from September 17, 1926. Coney Island Washboard was composed by Hampton Durand and Jerry Adams. That was an instrumental, but most recordings of the song are vocals with lyrics by Ned Nestor and Audie Shugart.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
This next segment of songs about Roman came around because I happened across the record that starts it off and just had to share it. Here's the Fleetwood Orchestra with Tom Stax.
Dream of a home in a cottage for two. The evening star is an omen that dreams will come true. In the gloaming when I'm a roaming with you. Thank you.
me feed me, honey. The place that I love the best. Oh, back where the reeds are blowing, where draggy waters flow, back where the moistening growing, that's where I long to go, yo, yo, yo. Morning, morning. Lazy water groaning, that's why I'm roaming home.
Herb Wiedoff's Cinderella Roof Orchestra with Roamin' Around, recorded by Brunswick in Los Angeles in May of 1925. Herb Wiedoff's big break came in late 1922 or early 23 when the band got a contract to play at the Cinderella Roof Ballroom, which was atop the Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel. Before that, it was Henry Red Allen and his New York Orchestra, July 15, 1930, and Roman. We started that Roman set with the Fleetwood Orchestra, a Harry Reaser pseudonym with Tom Stax providing the vocal on A Roman With You. That was recorded exactly 4 years before Red Allen's Roman on July 15, 1926. A Roman With You was written by Tom Ford, Irving Bebo, and Dan Russo. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Like the previous segment on Roman, this next segment topic is the result of my happening upon a record which I just had to share. Here are the Bostonians and Frank Lynch.
I'm happy, I ought to be happy. My baby's in love with me. The minute she told me nobody could hold me, it won't be long, no siree. She is the cutest proposition. I'll say I had a lot of opposition. No wonder I'm happy, I ought to be happy. My baby's in love with me.
Honey, I have something very important to say to you. Makes no difference where I go or what I do. On the street, at my work or play, my thoughts will cling to you. Asleep at night and through the livelong day, your image stays with me. You have a power, if you wish to try, to send me to the depths or to raise me up on high. Before I met you, I'd never felt this way. But now that I love you, I shall always continue to say. It's surely strange, dear. So strange but true. How I have changed, yeah, since I met you. There is a question I'll ask of you. If you can, dear, answer me true, I wonder why I'm always lonely. I wonder why I'm always blue. I wonder why I love you only, and no one else but you will do. Why do I sigh and almost cry? Yes, almost die when you're not nigh. Why do I long so much for you and hope you're true, dear? I wonder why.
If I live or I die, say who? I'm wondering who. Now tell me, who's gonna fret? Who's gonna frown? Who'll be unhappy if I don't come around? Say who? I'm wondering who. Who do you pet? Who do you let steal a kiss full of bliss? Tell me this. What makes you sad, then makes you glad, likes to tease, likes to squeeze, likes to please you? Who's gonna care? Who's gonna cry? Who's gonna worry if I live or I die? Say who? Tell me now, I'm wondering who.
Thank you.
Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, September 30th, 1927, and I'm Wonderin' Who, written by Joe Trent, Peter DeRose, and Albert von Tilzer. The vocalist was our old friend Irving Kaufman. Before that was baritone Lester Pratt, sounding a lot like Art Gillum with the Jacksonville Harmony Trio, including pianist Sugar Underwood and I Wonder, written by Robert H. Cloud. We started that wonderful Wonder set with the Bostonians, a pseudonym for Ernie Golden and his orchestra, and No Wonder I'm Happy. The vocalist on that July 7, 1927 Vocalion 78 was Frank Lynch, without his sisters, but we'll hear from all three of them in the next segment.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
For this final segment of the show, for no particular reason, we're going to make believe. Here are the Keller Sisters and Lynch.
Let's make believe that you
to tell the truth, I do.
Try to make it snappy. Happiness is free. There may happy you're bound to be.
We begin that make-believe set with the Bostonians once again, and Let's Make Believe. The vocalist was Frank Lynch again, but this time with the Keller sisters, who were actually his real sisters, Nan Lynch and Teddy Lynch. When the trio first started out in vaudeville, Teddy was too young to legally perform on stage. A friend gave her a forged birth certificate in the name of Ethel Keller, and the act became Ethel Keller and her chums. It was Duke Ellington who suggested the name Keller Sisters and Lynch. KSNL were followed by Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with Make Believe from Showboat. Scrappy Lambert performed the vocal on that January 27, 1928 recording. No, not the California Ramblers you usually hear on this show, which included Dave Brubeck on sax, and no, not that Dave Brubeck. That was Little Lady Make Believe from March 25, 1938 with the vocal by the Rhythm Quads. And we finished up with Johnny Johnson and his orchestra with Make Believe You're Happy from November 21st, 1927. The tune was written by Dave Stamper and Harold Levy, and the vocal trio singing the Cyrus Wood lyrics was Bob Treister, Sam Brown, and Charles Murray. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.